When you see homeless people, do you think they are blessed? Do you feel blessed when a supervisor mistreats you? Or maybe when a classmate insults you or makes fun of you? In today's gospel, we are taught that poverty, mistreatment, and so forth should be reasons to rejoice, because they are blessings, and as a result, we will inherit the kingdom of God. Many of us present here are not poor, and most do not go hungry for days. Does that mean we will endure the woes Jesus is talking about? For a long time, I served as a caseworker for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Society. During those years, I have met and served several wonderful people with different problems, including no source of income, homelessness, to name a few. About 90% of those people were grateful for the little help we could provide to them, whether financially or just providing some resources. But what was more striking was to see how thankful they were to God for the little they had. But at the same time, I also felt transformed by seeing such great faith during the suffering. I was also receiving from those people that I served the awareness that all I have, all I am, is a gift from God, and that I totally depend on God. Going back to my question, are we going to suffer the woe Jesus is talking about if we are not poor? If we are not mistreated? Not necessarily. Just like I shared above about social ministry, the blessings can also come by serving those in need, those who are suffering. Jesus' message is that we are blessed not because we are poor or hungry or mistreated. We are blessed not because we are poor or hungry or mistreated. It is rather through poverty, through hunger or mistreatment that we become aware of our dependence to God. Likewise, being rich or well off is not the reasons for the woes Jesus is talking about. But the misfortune is a result of not recognizing the source of our gifts, and that keeps us from trusting God. My brothers and sisters, we are living in one of the richest countries on earth. And because of that, we are often in danger of losing awareness of our dependence on God. Fortunately for us baptized, we have the church to guide us during our journey. One of the great ways to realize our dependence to God is by observing the Lenten discipline. Lent starts in about 2 weeks. And so I invite you, all of you, to prayerfully consider fervently observing the Lenten discipline, having in mind the blessings and the woes Jesus is teaching us today.